This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, a surah a day. Alhamdulillah, we're doing the tafsir of Juz Amma as you've become accustomed to. And today we're at surah number 93, a surah that is dear to the hearts of all Muslims as it was dear to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is surah al-Duha, which can be translated to mean the breaking sun and the forenoon and the sunrise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human being had greater love by Allah than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a great many trials, and therefore we hear the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and understand its reality in his person, where he says, "Ashaddu an-nasi bala'an al-anbiya." Those who are given the greatest tests in life are the prophets of Allah. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ. Then those who are likewise to them in conduct, in the greatest capacity and nearness, will be given the greatest tests in life. The Prophet ﷺ says in authentic hadith, "Al-mu'min lahu sudaa." A believer always has something that's a headache. There's always something that is troubling them. Life is never meant to be completely free of blemish, difficulty, and hardship. It's meant to be something where you toil to earn your keep with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah begins this surah, and it has three important lessons. First is to mention the fame and the importance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the major favors of Allah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, it is to recommend acts of gratitude in this life to earn providence in the next life and to alleviate any harm that you face in this life. And therefore, it's a very simple equation. Anytime you're in difficulty in your own life, help fix someone else's life. Allah will help fix your life, inshallah. And number three is to look towards the next life, that there's never going to be a time where you will ever be sufficed in this life. There's always going to be hardship. It will never be a life where you are without hardship, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Allah says, Bismillahir Rahim, wal-duha, by the breaking light, the forenoon, the sunrise. And this is imagery that's really powerful, meaning that with the darkness of your life, the hour that is the darkest in the night is the one that immediately precedes the rising sun. And therefore, ya Muhammad, look at your life in that context, that there's going to be hardship, but the sun will always rise. One of my teachers, may Allah have mercy on Sheikh Muhammad Safwat Nuruddin, he used to say to me, "Yahya, even on the day of judgment, the sun will rise even if it rises from the west. There's always another day." Prophet ﷺ tells us not to be fatalist in our perspective. He says that even if you're witnessing the day of judgment arrive and in your hand there's a little sapling, a little plant that you are about to plant, don't throw it down and just give up. Plant your tree, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. By the night when it darkens and stands still. You know, the sajja of the night, that darkness and that stillness where you think, how long is this going to go on for? How difficult is my life going to be? Know that there will always be duha. And Allah begins al-duha and then He speaks about al-layl. Now the surah that was right before this was what? Al-layl. And that's really powerful. That it's as if Allah is saying the darkness is there, but duha is coming. But know there's another darkness that will arrive. And there will always be difficulties that will visit you, even you, O Muhammad ﷺ. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. But never forget. Your Lord has never, will never forgive you, forget you. And Allah tells him in Surah Maryam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to our ummah, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Your Lord will never forget. Your Lord will never forsake you. Your Lord does not have hatred towards you. Your Lord does not wish for you malice. And this is something important because there was a time where the Quran had stopped from arriving to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to help him answer the questions that were coming at him. And the mushrikeen, they found great happiness in this. And they said, see, even your Lord has forsaken you. Your Lord has left you to yourself, the one that you claim is your Lord. And Allah answers them through the Quran, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Your Lord will never turn away from you, nor does He have any hatred or animosity towards you. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Ya Muhammad, keep in sight that the next is better than the first. In everything, not just the next life, but the next, the hereafter, al-akhirah, yes, it's better. But also the days to come are better than the days you're facing. The days in Mecca that are hard, there will be days in Medina. And the days in Medina where you are being accosted, there will be days of peace. The days after Hudaybiyah were better than the days before Hudaybiyah. Ya Muhammad, there will always be progress in your life. And keep that in mind. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Ma li wa lid dunya? What is it that I want from the dunya?" There's nothing really that you can keep with you. Once you are departing from it, you gain nothing from it. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Ya Muhammad, know that your Lord will suffice you with all the good that you seek until you are content. And the greatest contentment is the contentment of heart. It's not the contentment of material. So it's as if Allah is saying, Ya Muhammad, I may take from you wealth. I may take from you some of your children. He buried five of his children, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I may take from you your wives. He buried some of his wives, his grandchildren, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his uncle, his grandfather. He was born an orphan and so on. But I will always give you what is better than him. يَعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. There will be rida in your heart. That in the good and the bad, your heart is always with Allah. Your heart is always content. That you recognize that there's a power greater than yourself. Keep that in mind, O Ummah of Muhammad, O nation of Muhammad. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. O Muhammad, reflect upon your life. Weren't you found? Did not your Lord find you an orphan and He's the one who gave you refuge? Isn't He the one who looked after you even in that difficult situation where you didn't have a father, you were born without a father who was alive to nurture you, your mother died in your early years of life, in your formative years, before he was 8 years old, his mother had passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did I not shelter you? Were there not people who cared for you? Did I not always keep in prosperity, in contentment? Did I not give you enough? أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. Did I not find you unaware of this message and I guided you to it? Is it your own doing or did it not come to you from your Lord sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And you know, Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Ash-Shura, I believe he says, سبحانه وتعالى وَمَا كُنْ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. You weren't aware of what the details of this book that you have received or even the details of the faith that you now espouse and practice. But it is a light that was sent, hudan. It is a guide that was sent to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you ala siratin mustaqim. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Were you not a person who was poor, impoverished, and now you have been enriched and self-sufficient and self-content? And subhanAllah, Allah speaking these words to the Prophet ﷺ while he's still in Mecca. This surah is revealed in Mecca to the Prophet ﷺ at a time of difficulty and hardship. So this is at a time of difficulty for the Prophet ﷺ, but Allah still speaks of his favor. And therefore you have to understand this through the words of the Prophet ﷺ where he says, Al-ghina ghina nafs. Enrichment is that of the soul. It's not just of material possession. It's the richness of your well-being, of your contentment of heart. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقَرْ. Now that you've experienced these things and I've been there to assist you, you must act in this capacity that Allah has dealt with you with. And this is one of the rules of life. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَنْ. As you do will be done to you. If you seek God's mercy, you must be merciful and compassionate to others. If you want God's forgiveness, you must be willing to forgive others. If you want God's generosity, be generous to others. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقَرْ. Therefore, treat an orphan without oppression. Treat the orphan with kindness. As you experience that that loss, be there as a champion for those who don't have. Number two, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. The one who makes a request, don't turn him away empty-handed. Don't let other people abuse others in your presence. Don't let people look at you and you know and you acknowledge that you can provide some level of service and that you provide nothing at all. There's always something that you can contribute to others. And therefore the Prophet teaches us, تَبَسُّمُكَ, a smile in the face of a brother, in the face of a human being, sadaqah, is a charity that you can give them if you have nothing else to give. You can save yourself from hellfire even if it is by giving half of a date. If all you have is a date, consider half of it for someone else. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And finally, Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ, speak proudly of the grace of your Lord, of the contentment of your Lord, of the provision of your Lord to others by sharing it with them. Show your wealth by sharing your wealth with others. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enrich us with the love of the Quran and the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, a surah a day. This was Surah Al-Duha, the 93rd chapter of the Quran, Daybreak, the Sunrise. Assalamu alaikum. I hope you join me for more episodes, inshallah.